defying warnings from China and against the advice of her own government, the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan. She is the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit the territory in 25 years. The trip had not been backed by President Biden, though. Pelosi says her visit honors the United States' unwavering commitment to supporting Taiwan's vibrant democracy. She's expected to meet Taiwan's president on Wednesday. Well, Beijing condemned her visit as a serious violation of the One China principle, which will have a severe impact on diplomatic relations. It says it will launch targeted military actions around the island. Armored vehicles were seen patrolling the port city of Xiamen across the strait before Pelosi arrived in Taipei. Well, Xia Brutansi has more on this now from Washington.
As soon as she arrived, various tweets, various articles, various statements were released, positioning Pelosi as a freedom fighter in the battle against autocracy on behalf of democracy. In her op-ed that was almost immediately published in the Washington Post, she compared her trip to Taiwan to her trip in April to Ukraine as, again, part of this international remit that she feels she has to travel the world promoting democracy.
New details have emerged about the killing of al-Qaeda's leader in Afghanistan on Sunday. Ayman al-Zawahiri was reportedly struck by two Hellfire missiles while he was standing on a balcony in central Kabul. U.S. President Joe Biden approved the precision drone strike last week after months of planning. Confirming the strike, Biden said justice had been delivered to the man who helped coordinate the 9/11 attacks, which killed almost 3,000 people. Yemen's warring parties have agreed to extend a four-month truce for a further 2 months, hours before it was due to expire. The UN envoy to Yemen said the truce between the government and the Houthis will now last until October 2nd. And influential Iraqi politician Muqtada al-Sadr has reportedly told his supporters to withdraw from Iraq's parliament and continue their protests outside. Thousands of them stormed the complex in Baghdad on Saturday and have been occupying it since, protesting against some of Iraq's leaders.